Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight is the president's first State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on Capitol Hill. 9 o'clock is the speech, and ABC political director Rick Klein joining us live this morning. Rick, you know, the State of the Union seems to be such a spectacle now. Has it lost some of its time-honored tradition?
You know, all of the pomp and the circumstances there, but I think there's something about the Trump news cycle and the way that he's handled the presidency that does take away some of the luster. I think the sense of how being a special moment is largely gone. I think most people I've been talking to wonder, are we going to be talking about the speech tomorrow or Thursday, much less 6 months or a year from now? So maybe the news cycle has shortened things, but it's still a big moment, and I think the president recognizes it as such.
Yeah, with the president so active on Twitter, where you can get his kind of unfiltered thoughts, how much weight does the State of the Union carry when it's a prepared speech?
Yeah, White House aides have talked about this, and they feel like this is still one of the few moments that you get a huge chunk of the country focused, the media attention. He is the only man at the front of the room. Everyone else is up and down applauding. Everything else is sort of window dressing around the edges. So it's still a big thing. But in terms of the moving an agenda or resetting a presidency, I don't think anyone is under any pretensions that this State of the Union address is going to change the course of how Trump acts or what he tries to do legislatively.
Do you see anything substantive coming tonight?
Yeah, optimism is the thing they keep saying, which is about as non-substantive as you can be. I'd imagine we'll hear some new proposals or some new ideas, particularly on areas of, like immigration and dealing with the Dreamers on the wall. I think his foreign policy words are going to be watched carefully around the world, but maybe the infrastructure plan as well. But I don't think this is going to be the venue for him to really talk about the meat of an agenda.
Now, moving forward, immigration is going to play a big role in this speech tonight. What are the prospects of getting a bipartisan immigration reform passed before the next government shutdown deadline?
That's next Thursday, so we've got 9 days until that next deadline. It doesn't look good in terms of doing something major. People will be looking for the signals he sends. You know, just the other day, he put out a list of proposals that would balance some of those border security, including the wall priorities, you know, with the legalization of the so-called Dreamers. So all of that has to get worked out, but I don't see a prospect realistically for it happening before this next shutdown deadline. They'll more likely find something short-term and continue talking. It just the pieces aren't in place yet.
All right, and Rick, the secret memo that's now getting a lot of buzz across the country, supposedly showing some political bias at the FBI, the president's deciding whether or not to release it. What do you think he'll do?
I think he'll release it in some form. He's made clear, I think, that he wants it out there, and it bolsters his case and that of his allies that there was, in their view, a political agenda. But keep in mind, it's a partisan document. It's prepared by the Republican staff on the Intelligence Committee. The Democrats are objecting strenuously to its release. They also think that there's a lot of loaded language in there. So they've succeeded in whipping up a fervor over really just an internal memo that Republican staffers on a committee wrote. It's a pretty extraordinary thing.
All right, that is Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us on tonight's State of the Union, which, again, you can hear live on WBEN starting at 9 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.